calming breaths using the exhalation. We're often told when we're anxious, tense, or emotional to take deep breaths, but this can often make things worse, as carbon dioxide is not being expelled efficiently from our lungs. The calming, letting go part of the breath is the exhalation. This is an instantly calming breathing technique, very simple but very effective. Practice regularly and then you'll be better prepared to use it at any moment of anxiety or crisis, whenever you need to calm yourself down. Abdominal breathing should be practiced first, before this technique. In this exercise, we concentrate on our out-breath in a gentle, controlled way to relax, free, and encourage rhythmic breathing. Breathing in through the nose and out through the mouth. First, we will sigh the breath out a few times and then blow gently through pursed lips. At first, this is best practiced sitting on a chair so that your shoulders and upper chest can be released. But if this isn't comfortable for you, reclining or lying is fine. Take a few moments to make yourself as comfortable as possible. There are some suggestions to help you with this on the preparation recording. Make sure you won't be disturbed. Phone switched off. If you're sitting, take your arms down to your sides and have a little shake of your arms, hands and fingers, really allowing your shoulders to drop. Now bringing your hands to your lap or thighs, palms upwards if comfortable, or down if not, fingers softly curled. If you're lying, bring your shoulders down away from your ears. Turn your arms outwards at the shoulders so that the palms are upwards if comfortable, or down if not, with fingers gently curled. If at any time during the practice you feel any lightheadedness or discomfort in any way, stop immediately. Close your eyes if you'd like to, but this isn't essential. Give yourself this time. Nowhere to go, nothing to do. Now listen to any sounds you can hear outside the room. Notice them and let them go. Any sounds inside the room and let them go as you begin to focus your attention inwards. If any distractions, thoughts or worries come into your mind, allow them to come and allow them to go and bring your attention back to your breathing. It's very normal for our minds to wander off, so don't be concerned if this happens. We start with abdominal breathing. Breathing in through the nose and out through your nose. If this is comfortable for you, but mouth breathing is fine. With no strain and not breathing too deeply. Just easy, gentle breaths. Becoming aware of your abdomen rising slightly with each in-breath and falling back on the out-breath. Not consciously using your tummy muscles, as we're often told to do, but letting it happen naturally. Easy, gentle breathing. Your abdomen slightly rising with each in-breath and falling back on the out-breath. You may notice that already your breathing is slowing down a little. And now just sit for a few moments, breathing normally. With the sighing breath, you breathe in through your nose, then open your mouth and sigh the breath out. So we'll now practice the sighing breath. Inhale through your nose slowly, as fully as comfortable, using no force, and open your mouth and sigh the breath out, slowly and completely. And carry on for a few times more in your own rhythm. And now letting that practice go and breathing in your normal way. You may feel that your shoulders have dropped a little and your body is beginning to release any tension. And now we'll go on to the pursed lip breath. In this practice, when you breathe out, you purse your lips as if silently whistling and blow the breath out gently, as if just to flicker a candle flame that's a few inches in front of your mouth, but not hard enough to blow it out. So now we'll practice the pursed lip breath. Again, if you feel any discomfort at any time, stop immediately. Inhale through your nose as fully and as comfortably, using no force, and then purse your lips, and exhale, blowing the breath out softly and slowly. So do this a few times in your own breathing pattern. Breathing out against a slight restriction, you'll find extends it quite a bit longer than before. So don't anticipate the end of it or cut it short. Just blow gently until you feel you've no more air to expel. Just enough to flicker the candle flame and not blow it out. And now finishing that practice. And sit for a few minutes, keeping your eyes closed, observing your breath and the movement of the breath in your body. Has your breath changed at all? Does it feel any different? Slower? Smoother maybe? How do you feel? Like everything, it takes practice, so don't be concerned with such a short practice if you don't notice any difference yet. You're just letting your breath come and go naturally. And practice this exercise regularly, not more than 6 sighing breaths and 6 pursed lip at a time. Have a break in between and just do each one twice. It's important that you're aware that doing too many at any time, especially when you first start to practice, can make you feel a bit lightheaded. This pursed lip breath is particularly good to use in anxious situations and also when you can't get to sleep. I use it all the time and can thoroughly recommend it to you. Also, try saying to yourself as you breathe out, a word like calm, peace, ease, relax. Concentrating on the word and not on your thoughts can be very helpful. Now begin to take your awareness outwards. To any sounds outside the room, inside the room. Visualize the room you're in and begin to move your hands and feet, your arms and legs, maybe your shoulders up and down, however you feel you need to move. And now opening your eyes, you may like to have a little stretch. And if you'd like any help or advice with these practices, please don't hesitate to contact the Debenham Project and they will put you in touch with someone you can speak to. When you feel ready to move, get up slowly and continue your day.